Okay, now this is going to blow your mind. We have been having trouble keeping track of time and dates and all of that through this whole COVID-19 thing. Once you get out of your routine, it's amazing how your routine tells you exactly what time it is and how long everything was ago. So let's freak you out. It's a year ago, this week, that Chance the Snapper became one of the biggest stories, not just of the, it was the biggest story of the summer in Chicago. It was one of the biggest stories in the nation. The alligator loose in Humboldt Park, at least the lagoon of Humboldt Park, and finally taken into custody by Frank Robb. And thank God for him, become a very dear friend of the show. And Frank, does it seem like a year ago or 30 years ago now?
It seems like about 5 minutes ago, buddy. That was the quickest year. I mean, maybe I'm getting old or something. I shouldn't be saying this, but that was the quickest year I can remember in my 40 years.
Oh, wow. I did see that the, I think it was Black Club Chicago, which was, they had the story from the very beginning. They were, it was the best coverage of Chance. They did the, you know, 1 year later story today and talk about how he's fat and happy living down in St. Augustine, Florida, where you were able to place him at that facility down there. Still good? He's happy? He's good?
Yeah, he's off of exhibit right now. You got to think he's been on exhibit the entire time he's been down there, so he's kind of taking a break from his break, if that makes any sense. Mm. He was getting so much bigger than the roommates he had there. They was kind of roughing him up a little bit, so he got a little bit of a break and just a relaxation time from everything else.
Oh, that is very funny, actually. So what happens there? He gets big and then they don't get along? What happens?
Oh, alligators are naturally, they're naturally animals that want to be by themselves. So, and he'd always, he grew up by himself, obviously, by looking at him. He was in a container somewhere in a closet, never had any other gators around him, and been trying to get used to that out of the middle of nowhere. It's a learning curve. And then he realizes, hey, you know what? I'm a big dude, man. I'm twice the size of these guys. I want your sandwich and I want your sandwich. And by the way, that spot you're laying in the sun, that's my spot now. You know, he learned that he could push some people around if he wanted to. And he just needed a break for a little bit.
That's our guy. Well, you know, he's a Chicagoan. And Chicagoans, when they tend to, you know, we're a little rough with each other around here, as you know. And so maybe he's just thinking, hey, easy, wait, what? All right, so he's isolated again. He's off exhibit, but he's healthy, and that's the most important thing. And I've never cared about an alligator before. I spent a lot of time in Florida. I've seen them on golf courses and other places, and I never really think too much about them. And as soon as we got one up here, which, of course, you know, a pretty rare circumstance, we got all excited about it.
Like I told you before, it's a rare good story about an animal that doesn't get a whole lot of good stories behind it.
Yeah, that's true.
You always hear about somebody doing something silly, like the lady in South Carolina that got bit here a couple months back and killed for petting one on the golf course, which was strange. But it's all these, you hear all these bad stories, and you don't hear a lot of good stories. It's they need more of that. They need people to take up for them and speak up for them. And he's been the perfect candidate for all that.
Yeah, no, he really has been. It's just been a lot of fun, and you've been great in all your work you've been doing to the city here. You had a book out, like coloring book, cartoon kind of a book. It was a proper way to put that, actually. I know that there's some sort of fancy publishing word for it.
it was a storybook. Yes, storybook.
Thank you very much.
It's a fancy coloring book.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And it was very cool, though, of, you know, the story of Chance. And it's great for the kids. You're doing another one of those?
This one's not actually a coloring book. It's a true educational book. It's everything about alligators in one book, from, you know, myself and my family's life of working with them, different weird little tidbits you would never think of, some real high-end scientific stuff. You know, it follows the federal standards for science. It's up there. It's going to be a hit, I think.
Wow. And
I'm hoping to have that done by the end of next week.
Oh, wow. And then
I've been working on that for probably 6 months now, pretty hard.
So is it going into bookstores or going out straight on Amazon or straight direct? How people find that?
No, I'm gonna be trying this one, pushing this one out myself too. Oh. No, I'm just trying to handle it, be selling it to schools, and hopefully anybody that's interested.
Very, very cool.
I'll be pushing it there on my own website through my nonprofit website.
Okay, so when you get go ahead.
Which is ears.org. Sorry, extra E, extra S. Ears with two E's and two X's.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. All right, hold on 1 second. I want to ask you a question about the fact that people are now, I know we talked about this a couple of months ago, because human activity is changing or has changed. I mean, hopefully we're going to get back to some sort of normalcy here of human activity. But when it changed, the animal activity changed. And you have some interesting stories from that. Frank Robb is with us, Alligator Robb, as he was known here, at least for a while. And he has a book. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit in the next couple of weeks when it actually does come out. But we are on the one-year anniversary, of Chance the Snapper. To me, it seems like 30 years ago. To Frank, it seems like 5 minutes ago. But you see, the point is that no one can tell what time it is anymore. Except maybe Lauren Lapka, who's got the traffic and the weather. It's been a year since Chicago fell in love with an alligator. Frank Robb is joining us right now. He's the guy that plucked Chance the Snapper out of the Humboldt Park Lagoon and then made him an international star. There's already been one fancy coloring book, we've decided to call it, written about him. And then it's also made Frank a bit of a celebrity, at least here in Chicago and I think around the nation. And one of the reasons I know that, Frank, is because when they were doing the big launch to the International Space Station, Elon Musk's whole thing, they were doing it from Cape Canaveral, where NASA had been doing their launches during the space program, the height of the space program. The ponds and the estuaries and all the stuff that are around that little island, right? That is Cape Canaveral, the Cape that is Cape Canaveral, is just filled with alligators and other kinds of wildlife, and they had you going out there trying to relocate some of that stuff.
I am out there more often than I care to admit. Yeah, I'm out there about gators quite often in different crazy spots. You name it. You know, there's some old missile silos out there that are actually in the ground that I've caught them out of. Different liquid hydrogen holding tanks in the ground. All kinds of weird stuff. They end up in the craziest places, and that was one of those times. It's very common to get them out of the pad, around the secure area inside the pad. They just sometimes leave the gate open and they walk in, kind of decide to go for a walk. There's been movies being shot out there before. I remember there was a movie being shot with George Clooney out there one time, and they had a gator on the set. There's all kinds of weird stuff happens with gators in the Kennedy Space Center.
I think Clooney had a gator as a pet for a while, didn't he? I know he had a pig. I want to go back to the missile silo because I'm interested in how that whole thing worked out. The missile silos are fairly deep. Was this thing at the bottom, the missile silo?
Yeah, it walked off the edge. It was an abandoned missile silo. That was on the Air Force base. It fell 110 feet in there, lived.
Oh.
And then it was like, well, how are you going to get this thing out of here? Well, do you want to rappel down there and catch it, Frank? I said, is the air good down there? Is the air clean? Well, it probably is okay. But I prefer not to play what if or probably, guys. You can't tell me it's clean, and I really don't think it's a good idea. Maybe we can come up with something else smarter. You know, we ended up getting him out of there. I ended up leaving a baited peg for him and getting him out that way, but it was a hassle. It was a lot of blessings and a lot of luck that all kind of came together to work that one out.
And was that alligator, after falling 110 feet, was he okay?
He was fine. It's crazy. The stuff they can deal with, that's one of the things I cover in this new book I'm working on. They are so amazing. I wish I was half as tough as an alligator is. You know, I'm not even a tenth as tough, but the stuff they deal with on a daily basis, a person couldn't handle.
I'd like to be 1/100th as tough as an alligator, and I think it would be a massive improvement. That is an amazing story. Well, I know they're leathery, right? I mean, they're taut, yeah. But it's all muscle, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. You're not. I don't care if you're Schwarzenegger in your prime. You're not gonna match power with one. You're just not gonna do it of any size. It's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, and they're super fast. If you see them in the wild, once they get up, if they're just kind of moping around or coming in or out of a body of water, it's one thing. But when they get up on their legs, and they're they are the height of a dog, and then they take – you don't realize that those legs, like, they extend out. And then the next thing you know, they're running, and they're moving. They move incredibly fast across a short period of space, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. I was dealing with something very similar to that a couple days ago. I get calls from law enforcement down here. They call into Fish and Wildlife, and Fish and Wildlife dispatches us any hour of the night. And I got a call from law enforcement about 2 a.m. Other night about one that he was walking on the road. And before I got there, he walked off into this giant culvert that one of these people's house. And they told me, he said, well, Frank, he's in the pipe. What are you going to do? You got to get him. We can't leave him here. There's a busy highway on both sides. Somebody might hit him because people do die from that. But what are you going to do? I said, okay, well, just give me a minute. And I went back to the truck and got my headlamp, got a wooden dowel and got a rope, and I took a couple of rags I had in the truck, a couple of towels, and cut them in half and made some knee pads. And I crawled in there and went and met him and caught him, put a rope on him, pulled him out. And this guy said, Frank, what in the world is wrong with you? I said, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? Are you out of your mind? Like, what did you go do that for? You guys told me it had to get done. I'm the guy that does it. I went and did it. You know, I'm like, not trying to be crazy, just trying to do my job. You know, what else do you mean to do?
Yeah. Where's my paycheck? That would be the next question I would be asking. you said you met him. You went down into the pipe and you met him. What does that mean?
Well, you learn a lot about yourself real fast. When I went in there, he was facing me head on, and he growled and hissed, I should wear a GoPro or something when I do that. I'm just not the YouTube hero.
Yeah, well, but, you should become one.
It's quite an adventure. Really, you kind of learn what you're made of inside, and I was able to put a rope around his neck and pull him out of that pipe and tie him off to a nearby pole and catch him. And those cops just all shook their heads and said, what is wrong with you?
I know.
Like, nothing's wrong with me. You know, I don't chase criminals the same way. I don't run into burning buildings.
Oh, that's true.
I got something I'm good at and comfortable with,
so,
the same way you guys do.
Did you put a band around his snout first? I mean, how did you keep him from killing you when you put the rope around his neck?
It's one of those things you learn from years of doing the work. For the most part, they all want to get away from you. They don't want to have that interaction with you. Even when it comes right down to it, they want to get away. They're not looking to hurt you. Now, you can still get yourself hurt catching one, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, right down to the last moment, they're doing everything they can to get away from you, not trying to hurt you. And you, like I said, you can still screw up and get yourself bit or killed, but you got to, I mean, if you're doing things methodically the same way each time, you kind of know what you can get away with.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it does. And I think you probably have to, you get a sense of how they're moving. That tells you how, if they're moving in a way that you haven't seen before, that probably indicates that their behaviors maybe not something that you're used to.
Yeah, you meet one in every, one every thousand, it seems like. You meet one that's a rogue, just he's built different. There's something different about him. As soon as you meet him, things I normally try are not going to work in this guy. He's super smart. He has murder on his mind. And, he has it out for me. It's the same way with people.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure you've met people like that before.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's really always fun to talk to you, and thank you so much for spending the time. And when the book comes out, the actual alligator book that you're going to be working on, or the crocodilian book, or whatever it is that you're doing that, get back with us, and we'll tell more stories from your great and adventurous life. And we'll send you a GoPro. If you need a GoPro, we'll send you a GoPro, because I think you've got to start doing that. Because when people see this, that is its own reality show beyond. It's a nature plus reality show, and you're like a good guy, unlike these other whack jobs that have gotten Netflix movies made about them that are not good guys.
Oh, my garage. Yeah, don't get me started. I tried a half an episode of that and I couldn't handle it. Yeah. I couldn't handle it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, though. I don't want to give. Let's not even give them the joy of the publicity of it. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Don't even mention it. Exactly.
All right. Well, best of luck to you and to Chance. I hope that Chance gets a chance to get back into society now that Chance has been moved
for
off.
Sure, yeah. I'll be seeing him Tuesday. I'll be seeing him Tuesday up there.
Yeah, Chance the Snapper, that's the one thing we learned here, has been taken off display down there in St. Augustine because he wasn't getting along so well with the other crocodiles. And so hopefully we can return him to the general population before it's all said and done. And I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it's better. If he wants to be by himself, I totally get that. If I got the same space or even a little bit more space, I got the water, I got the food, and I got a few people gawking at me, I'm better. I don't need somebody else.
It's true.
Yeah. All right, Frank Robb. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Absolutely one of our favorites. Tomorrow on the program, I should mention, Jisuke comes out your way next, of course. Tomorrow on the program, we are going to have Mr. Richard Roper here because the new Tom Hanks movie is coming out. Now, it's called Greyhound. It's a movie about a submarine, and it's starring Tom Hanks. This was anticipated to be one of the biggest blockbusters of the year. And, again, had to be placed directly to your television as opposed to going out into the movie theaters. And I can tell you that if it's Tom Hanks and it's a submarine and it's all the proper producers, which he has on this with him, it's going to be great. And Richard Roper is going to tell you how great it actually is. Plus, we'll play News or Ruse, which actually does have an alligator one in it. News coming your way. Speaking of that, in 2 minutes.